I'm Nick. I'm an artist based at Somerset House Studios in London. I'm interested in sound and how it plays with the imagination. And I'm building a machine that can translate words into sounds, audible experiences. In this podcast, I discuss this idea with some amazing minds. I want to know what they think about the meaning of language, perception, and reality.
Most people are thinking about object perception as we're just recovering the true properties of pre-existing objects. When I see an apple, the shape I see is a good approximation to the real shape. The color I see is a good approximation to the real color. And the sounds I hear are good approximations to the real vibrations in a real physical world that are out there. And I'm suggesting that there's a far more interesting way to think about perception.
Bang.
Brown and furry.
An axe cutting through a watermelon.
I think that language definitely shapes reality. And I think in a way we all think that because, for instance, we resist words like policeman and fireman now. Those words are thought to limit our perception of those of the world, of those roles in the world, because a policeman doesn't have to be a man and a fireman doesn't have to be a man. Using those words limits the perception of what those roles could contain. But on the other hand, I think perception definitely shapes language.
Fire. Peace.
The beginning.
Bubble wrap.
It is clear that language does actually influence the way that we think about certain things. The fact that you might not have a name for a particular emotion doesn't mean that you can't experience that emotion. The love I have for my mother is very different to the love I have for my daughter or the love I have for my wife. So that shows that even though we might not have the vocabulary for these things, we can still experience them. And if we're given the vocabulary, we can recognize that that's what is being referred to.
Thundering rain.
I mean, language is a hack. Sort of all the cool things that humans do, basically, it is just another one of the original hacks. The education, the bringing up of an infant is hacking, actually, because it's simply techniques of expanding the capacity of the human brain and consciousness to accommodate socialization and symbol and thereby language.
I hope what I learn from talking to them will help me build this machine.
Somerset House Studios.